The Poetry of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Elizabeth Barrett Moulton Browning was the eldest of 12 children, born on 6th of March 1806, in Coxow Hall, a magnificent home in County Durham. Her family's wealth was derived from sugar plantations manned by slaves in Jamaica and enabled them to also purchase a 500-acre estate in Herefordshire. This wealth allowed her to publish poems from an early age. However, by age 20, the family's fortunes were to decline after losing a lawsuit over their plantation, but the family were never below comfortable. Shortly thereafter, Elizabeth became afflicted with an unknown disease and became addicted to morphine. Despite this, she continued to write and became increasingly popular both in England and in the United States. Her poems against slavery chronicled her abhorrence of the basis of the family wealth. In 1844, she was introduced to the younger Robert Browning, who was a great admirer of her work, and began a secret courtship, and thence to marriage, and a life together in Italy. To him she wrote and dedicated one of her greatest works, Sonnets from the Portuguese. Although her health continued to deteriorate, her popularity and influence increased as she continued to write and publish poetry as diverse as love sonnets and political verse before succumbing to death in 1861. Today she is much loved and highly regarded as one of the greatest of the Victorian poets. Our readers include Gisela Rowe and Richard Midgley.
Chorus of Eden Spirits. Hearken, O hearken, let your souls behind you turn gently moved. Our voices feel along the dread to find you, O lost beloved. Through the thick-shielded and strong-marshalled angels they press and pierce. Our requiems follow fast on our evangels, voice throbs in verse. We are but orphan spirits left in Eden a time ago. God gave us golden cups, and we were bidden to feed you so. But now our right hand hath no cup remaining, no work to do. The mystic hydromel is spilt, and staining the whole earth through. Most ineradicable stains, for showing, not interfused, that brighter colours were the world's foregoing than shall be used. Hearken, O hearken, ye shall hearken surely for years and years, the noise beside you, dripping coldly, purely, of spirit's tears. The yearning to a beautiful denied you shall strain your powers. Ideal sweetnesses shall overglide you, resumed from ours. In all your music, our pathetic minor your ears shall cross, and all good gifts shall mind you of diviner with sense of loss. We shall be near you in your poet languors and wild extremes, what time ye vex the desert with vain angers or mock with dreams. And when upon you, weary after roaming, death's seal is put, by the foregone ye shall discern the coming through eyelids shut.
The Autumn by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Go sit upon the lofty hill and turn your eyes around, where waving woods and waters wild do hymn an autumn sound. The summer sun is faint on them, the summer flowers depart. Sit still, as all transformed to stone, except your musing heart. How there you sat in summertime may yet be in your mind, and how you heard the green woods sing beneath the freshening wind. Though the same wind now blows around, you would its blast recall, for every breath that stirs the trees doth cause a leaf to fall. Oh, like that wind is all the mirth that flesh and dust impart. We cannot bear its visitings when change is on the heart. Gay words and jests may make us smile when sorrow is asleep, but other things must make us smile when sorrow bids us weep. The dearest hands that clasp our hands, their presence may be o'er. The dearest voice that meets our ear, that tone may come no more. Youth fades, and then the joys of youth, which once refreshed our mind, shall come as on those sighing woods the chilling autumn wind. Hear not the wind, view not the woods, look out o'er vale and hill. In spring the sky encircled them, the sky is round them still. Come autumn scathe, come winter's cold, come change and human fate. Whatever prospect heaven doth bound can ne'er be desolate.